Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got the perfect way for you to lose weight, but you have to do this one thing before you eat.
Okay. It sounds pretty bad if it's the way you're like, but you have to do this one thing.
Yeah, one little thing.
Like you have to look at a picture of your mother-in-law in her bathing suit.
Oh, wow. That would make you lose your appetite, wouldn't it?
That's number two. Number two on the list.
Okay, I got another thing now.
Okay.
Okay, it can be tough to resist a slice of pizza when it's right in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, who could do that? That slice of peaches is looking at you right in the face.
It's kind of hard to resist one whenever it's several yards away.
That's true. But a new study reveals if you just smell it for about 2 minutes, your craving will pass.
2 minutes?
Yeah. They exposed a group of people to the scent of strawberries, apples, pizza, and biscuits. I like biscuits. Huh. They found that those who sniffed the unhealthy option for less than 30 seconds were most likely to want to eat them. But if they sniffed them for more than 2 minutes, they stopped finding a desirable need to eat it or want to eat it. So, like, pizza, and then you keep on sniffing it now. You can't just, you know, sniff just a little bit.
Is that how you sniff?
Yeah.
I'm not sniffing anything for 2 minutes.
I can see how that's true because, you know, you will grab that piece of pizza and eat it. But a few minutes later, if it's still sitting around in the box, you're like, ah, pizza stinks.
Yeah.
After you've had your slice, well, it just starts smelling.
I think it's because after you sniff it for 2 minutes, the desire or the want of that flavor is gone because you have soaked up so much of it in your nose that your brain is like, I'm good with that now. I don't need any more of it. Even though you haven't eaten it, your brain has smelled it for 2 minutes,
right.
And it's done.
Yeah. You were going to turn down food?
2 minutes of sniffing? I ain't waiting no 2 minutes ever to get food.
Exactly. Who's going to do that? Who's going to sit there and sniff a pizza or sniff a biscuit for 2 whole minutes just so they don't want to eat it?
I might do it.
We should try that this morning or one morning when you bring in, because sometimes you bring in pizza. Let's just sit it in front of you and let you sniff it for a couple of minutes.
And quite frankly, the pizza that you bring in, where do you get that from? Because that whole slice looks like a size
large
of a pizza.
Yeah.
That's bada bing.
Okay. I'm like, that could feed all of us in here.
Oh, yeah. I can sometimes send pieces of that off to third world countries and help them out. It's a big pizza.
But he doesn't share,
no,
does he?
No, he does not.
Well, I don't do that, no.
But would you do that, Heidi? Would you sniff for 2 minutes just to curb your appetite and lose some pounds?
She just said she might. Would do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I think that doesn't surprise me. You would.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't want to eat it if, you know, I'm watching what I'm eating.
Experts say that this information that they have, they think that air freshener manufacturers should develop food scented, you know, I guess scents and spray it in the air to curb people's appetites so they won't have the urge to eat this food.
But they do already make, you know, pumpkin pie spice or apple pie candles and other fragrances,
true.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. When you do have an apple pie candle, it does not make me hungry for an apple pie.
No, they usually don't smell right.
Now, if it's pine-scented, like a pine-scented one, it makes me want to eat a tree.
I'll be honest with you. Those scented candles do make me hungry
do
for those
really?
Foods. Not the tree. But, like, if I smell, like, apple pie, I want some apple pie. If I smell chocolate chip cookie candle, I want some chocolate chips. I've even stuck my finger in the wax to taste it before.
Is there a chocolate chip cookie candle?
Yes.
Is there really?
I've not seen one
yes,
of those.
Yes, there is.
Really?
Oh, that's funny.
We got one.
Okay. Mm. They ate one.
We had one.
It's like when you open up that can of chocolate chip cookies, it's with the, you know, the fresh dough. It looks like the shape of a candle. You just put a wick in it and turn it on.
Oh, okay. Romantic.
Mm-hmm.
But sniffing your food for 2 minutes beforehand. You'll see some people like ordering food around the upstate And they'll just be sniffing it. Oh, those waffles from Waffle House.
Oh, see, now, I don't know if that's true, because when I'm standing outside Waffle House, I can stand there 5 minutes and still go in and eat.
True. And you know, like the restaurants, when you're over here, like in Magnolia Park and all those restaurants, and they get going, that, boy, I tell you what.
Barbecue over this way.
It's like your head spinning. Which way do I, where's that smell coming from?
It's not Lowe's.
No, it's not. No, it ain't.
They should make a candle that smells like Lowe's, so you'd feel like you were in the store.
That's just dumb.
Well, you're dumb.
Left field.
Yeah.
What's wrong with having a candle that smells like Lowe's?
Or you
mean Lowe's? You mean
it.
The food, the store, the grocery store, the Lowe's?
No, I meant
the
other
Lowe's
one.
Home improvements.
I mean, that's a good for men. That's a good smell.
We're
you walk
about
in.
Food and eating.
Well, they have those hot dogs at the front.
Boy, that is. Those are good too. Yeah. I buy them every time.
They get me every time I get one.
I've never had one.
Oh,
Nathan's
they're good.
They're
delicious.
So good.
Right there.
I don't think Nathan's ones.
Let's go. Let's go and have lunch here today.
They need a little bistro table set.
Next time you're figuring out with your friends, hey, where you want? Go to eat. Let's go Lowe's and have some hot dogs.
They do have a table set up. You know, you can just sit on the little riding mowers.
Oh.
Hey, he's not kidding. I saw him on riding lawnmower eating one time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.